It's not the Gemara. Today's Alma Davdal and Aleph. Today's Alma Davdal and Aleph. We are on the very, very, very top line. Omer le Rabbi Yochanan le Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan tells Reish Lakish, Bishlam le Didi, di Yalfinam and Miluim. Bishlam, according to me, that I learned it from Miluim. I learned the Mekar that by Yom Kippur we need a Prishas Zayin from the Miluim. We see the Kehanim, the Kohen Gadol, Aaron, had the Poyer Zayin Yomim before Yom Shmini when he did his first Avoid in the Mishkan. So, Hayyad Tanya, this will now explain the Brisa. We'll see this Brisa a little bit later in the Omer and later in the Masechta. Zev or Zev, Mazen, I love, Kol Shiva, Mikol Chatoy Shahayu Shom. That Zev or Zev, both the Kohen Gadol, during his 7 days of Prisha before Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Hasorif Hapara, in the 7 days of the Prisha before he burns the Paraduma.
So, Meluim and or Yom Kippur?
No.
Zev or Zev.
Zevazeh is the Paraduma and Yom Kippur. Zevazeh, the Paraduma and Yom Kippur. The Brisa says, every single day of those 7 days, they'd be mazed the Kohen Gadol from any mechatos, the mechatos that they had, and Lagrashi explains, they saved up, you know, the mechatos time and time again. They always had mechatos there. So every single day of the 7 days of the Prishas Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, of the Prishas Kohen before the Paraduma, he got sprinkled with this the Mechatos. So it makes sense, according to me, to have Nami Hazor b'Miluim. By the Miluim, there was also the Hazor. They were Mazah. We'll see in a minute what they were mazed. Is the hazal perfectly similar? But there was a hazal on the kehanim, as the psukim speak out. Therefore, over here too, the priest of Zion before Yom Kippur, before Paraduma, also there was a hazal. According to you, that you learned the Mekar, the Prisha Zayin from Sinai, from Mount Torah, Hazor b'Sinai mihavoy, was there Hazor by Sinai? What's the Mekar? What's the basis of having Hazor on all 7 days before Yom Kippur? All right, Tosis speaks out, there was Hazor, there was the Hazor. Moshe bin sprinkled the Mayim, sprinkled the dam of the carbon on Gan's Klai Yisrael, the Pesukim speaks out. He says that wasn't Hazor, that was a dam bris, that was a Krisis bris, it wasn't considered a Hazor. Ayin Tosis, the Ramaskal Hazor, B'Sinai. But I'll call upon him, Hazor, Fetim Yechin, Vesh Lakish. If you're learning now from Sinai, what's the basis of doing this Hazor called Shiva Shalmin? And according to you, is it good? By the Miluim, the Hazor was dam. It was dam of Karbonis. Right? The Pesuk says, Vayazal Aaron, I wish I had the Chumash here. I didn't bring a Chumash. But the Pesukim bring down, Shivas Yom Yimalis Yodom, Vayazal Aaron, the Karbonis. There was the Hazor was Hazor of dam. Hochamayim over here, the Hazor was the Mechatas. It was the water of mixed together with the ash of the Paraduma. It was Mechatas. What's Shaychas? So they're whole like Hashem Yechin says, that doesn't bother me. The Tanya Yerbechil, like Yerbechil's price already says, Nichnisu mayim tachas dam. They instituted mayim instead of dam. Nope, that's not shver. But el d'chav, according to you, hazor b'sinai mihavoy. There's no basis for the whole hazor at all. By Sinai, by Har Sinai, was there hazor? There was no hazor by Har Sinai. So what's the basis of being mazah the koyin kol shivas yamim during the pre-sho? Omer le ma'ala ba'alma. Reish Lakish has the same teretz as we've seen already over the last omer or two. Ma'ala ba'alma, you're right. Me'ikar hadin hazor was not needed. Right, the koyin is not tomei. We weren't discussing it. Obviously, the koyin was tomei Thomas Mace. He needs a hazor stamazai. But this Indian, again, was hazor ba'alma since by Paraduma, it's easy to understand because we know there's a kula there, so they're counteracting it with many, many chumras. And even by Yom Kippur, it's the Kedushas Yom Kippur. Yeah. Okay. Shkoyach.
Not
by Sinai. No, by the Kohen that's now being Mafir Zayin Yom before Yom Kippur, or the Kohen's being Mafir Zayin Yom before Shavuos Parah. Maila ba'alma. It's the Maila ba'alma. He's about to go serve, do the avoid in the Kodesh Hakodashim. The once a year, Maila ba'alma. They did this hazor. Sinai, they didn't do any hazor at all. Sinai, forget, that was Rabbi Yechon's kash Reish Lakish. There was no hazor at all. What's the basis for hazor klal klam? Reish Lakish is saying, you're right, it's just in my love alma. It's taken that learned to me, ikra adin, from the mikor of Sinai. Rashi, oh, this pasuk. Okay, Vayika, which one? Lamed Vayikach Moshe b'Shem Hamishcha Umin Hadom Asher Al Hamizbeach Umin Hadom Asher Al Hamizbeach Vayazav Aaron Abagod Vabonav Abudevon Avito Vayikadosh Aaron Abagod Vabudevon Avito. Okay, let's just stop and see Rashi, third line from the top. Zevaze, koyud yom kippurim v'koyud depora, kol shiva yimei dafrosha, all 7 days of the hafrosha, they would sprinkle the mechatos mikol chatoi shehayu shom. Mikol poro uporo, from every pora aduma that was ever made, hayu noistim ktsas l'mishmeres min ha'efer b'chel. They put a little bit of the ash they kept in a separate pile, separate area in the chel. Kach sheninu b'seches pora. V'ani shemati, I heard efer pora shel Moshe lo kolo. Start with the efer pora shel Moshe. Never actually got finished. So they always had it. Okay. I'm not sure if Rashi is saying like there wasn't kol pora for pora because there never was any other pora, or there were other poras, but they always still had Moshe Rabbeinu's one here, and the Mikol Chatoi Shehayusha, maybe Rashi means say, Mikol Chatoi Shehayusha, meaning, besides for the current one, there always was at least one other one, the one from Moshe Rabbeinu, because that one never got used up. Not sure 100%. The Havinami Hazob, a preacher, the Milu, Kol Zayin, the Chsiv Ayazal Aaron, Uksiv Shivas Yimali Yazodom, Kol Zayin, also Lahem Kechoyke Mirishan, all 7 days they did like that first day of being Mazda the Dam Al Aaron Vyabono. But, and Miluim, there was Dam, Hazos Miluim Shal Dam, Kedichsiv, like the Pasuk says, and we just read in the Pasuk. The Torah of Chiyah, look how maybe Shemites and Maisalah, we'll see it a little bit later in the Yomar. Maila Ba'alma, this is Rish Lakish's Teretz, Bepora Kedamor, and by the Pora Aduma, like we spoke out, because there's a Kula by Pora Aduma, therefore Chazal instituted numerous Chumras, this is one of them, the spritching of the Mechatos, Vyamekipurim, the Kovet, Knisas, Machin Eshchino, that's the Kovet, the Kayan God is about to go into the Machin Eshchino, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because of that, the Chazal were Misakin and instituted that every day of the Prisha Zion, he had Hazos Mechatos on him. But you're right, Rish Lakish says it was Takanam Ikar Hadin. It wasn't learnt out from Sinai, this Nekuda of Hazos as well. Well, obviously, we're not talking about if the coin's tamei, or then you only need shlishi v'shvi. You don't need every single day of the 7 days. You would just need a regular din of shlishi v'shvi. No. Do what the right day? Okay, so. Oh, you don't know? I hear your shaila. So to Gemara, this will take us now to the end of the day, into tomorrow, into next week. Tanik Avos de Rabbi Yochanan, Tanik Avos de Rish Lakish. We have a Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan that learns the Mekar of Prisha Zayin from the Meluim. We have another Braisa like Rish Lakish that learns the Prisha Zayin from Har Sinai. Tanik Avos de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan, stayed in Pasuk, Bezois Yovi Aaron el HaKodesh. With this, the Aaron will come to the Kodesh, Bepar Ben Bokar Lachatos V'ayol Oilo. Right, this is by right. Achreimais, right? Tezayin. Where is Tezayin? Gimel, the very beginning, right? Bezois you have an arla koish by bimokal chatzav ayloi looks says by goish yubosh, starting out the whole capital or the whole avoid of Yom Kippur. Darshins the Gemara bezois you have the arla koish b'mashah on Rabbi. What's bezois? The Gemara in a minute will explain why is the word bezois extra. With this, what do you mean with this? What's with this? B'masha Amr B'inyan, with that which was said already in a similar situation. Mahi, what's that? B'masha Amr B'inyan? B'inyan and Meluim. With that same thing that we already had by the Meluim, Umar Amr B'inyan the Meluim, and what was said, what was specific by the Meluim? Aaron P. Rishiva, Vishimish Mechor. Aaron was Purish 7 days, and then he served the one day in the Mishkan on the first day in the Yom Shmini Lemeluim. And during those 7 days, Moshe Mosar like Kol Shiva, Kedel Chanuch Ba'avoida, Moshe Rabbeinu was Ibergegeben to Aaron, to teaching him the Avoida, teaching him the right way to do it. So do the Bezois of Aaron Lakodesh. Va'af Ladoiris, the same thing applies Ladoiris for future generations. Kohen Gadol Purish Shiva, the Kohen Gadol was Purish 7 days from his house. Umisham Mishay Mechad, and he's only going to serve, right, that one day of Yom Kippur. And what, and during those 7 days, Ushnei Talmidei Chachamim, and two Talmidei Chachamim mitamidim Shamoisha. They have to make sure that Talmidei Shamoisha v'lafuket stukim, lafuket stukim. I don't know why specifically over here, we have to speak that out, but l'chayra, I mean, just like Aaron had a Moshe Rabbeinu himself, so too you have to have Talmidei Chachamim, you know, Talmidim Shamoisha, not stukim, who maybe just take Torah literally and don't listen to Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, so don't listen to, you know, the explanation of the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave. Moshe Rabbeinu called Shiva are given over to Aaron or to that Kohen Gadol all 7 days of his Prisha to teach him, to get him accustomed, learning with him the Avodah that he will be doing on after the 7 days on Yom Kippur. From here we see Shivas Yomim Koydim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Koyin Gadol Mebeisai, the Mafrish the Koyin Gadol from his house, the Lishkas Parhedrin to the Lishkas Parhedrin, Uchashem Shem Mafrishin Koyin Gadol, and just like we're Mafrish the Koyin Gadol, Kach Mafrishin Koyin Hasori Vesaporio. Right, this is not learned out from the Pesuk of Bezos Yom Yaron, but the same concept we have as a Ma'ila Ba'alma, Rabbi Yechon learns, right? Just like we're Mafrish the Kohen Gadol by Yom Kippur, so too, Kach, Mafrish and Kohen, Hasariv as Aporo, we're Mafrish the Kohen who will be about to burn the Paraduma, Lishkosh Apnei Abira to the room that's near the Bira, Safoina Mizrach on the northeastern corner, Ve'echadzeh, Mazar Lov Kol Shiva, Mikol Chatoi Shayusham, and both this Kohen Gadol who's Mafrish the 7 days before Yom Kippur, and the Kohen who were Mafrish 7 days before burning the Para, were Mazah each day of the 7 days, were Mazah, we sprinkle on him the blood of, the Mechatos from any, all prior Mechatos' Paradumas that were there. Vim, time, we just mentioned that price earlier. What's the question? I don't understand. Meaning they would, like Rashi explained, they would have a mixture. Every time they had a Paraduma, they would take some of the ash and put it in a separate area. So there must be one area with a mixture, separate from the regular, separate from the regular bucket of Mechat that they used for everyone. They made a little separate, yeah, exactly, like a reserved area, bucket, barrel, whatever you want to call it, mixture. You want to say, wait a second, what's the comparison? You're learning out from the Meluim to Yom Kippur about this sprinkling of the dam. What do you mean? By the Meluim, they sprinkle dam. Over here, they're sprinkling Mayim the Mechatos. Yeah, the Mayim is in place of the dam. This not fair. Voimer, the Pasuk Vayter says, Kasher Osa B'Yoyim Hazeh, like that was done on this day by the Miluim, Siva Hashem, Lasis Lechapar Aleichem, Hashem commanded to do as a kapara for the future, Lasois Eilu Maisaporo, right? Lasois is the Maisaporo, Lechapar Eilu Maisayim Kippurim, that's the Maisayim Kippur. Period, end of Braisa. Now, we see clearly in the Braisa, like Rabbi Yochanan, at the Limud is from the Miluim, I see Rabbi Yochanan is about to ask, L'chor, you also see in the Braisa, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn to Parah Aduma. Rabbi Yochanan Takahel Parah Aduma was only Ma'ila Ba'alma. This Braisa itself is of the opinion, right, that like Yishua ben Levi and like Yishmo, that La'asais learned up to Shreifas Parah. True. Ha'ara. What? I mean, the Braisa says clearly. It's often a Braisa. What? No. La'asais Eilamais Parah. Right? Last is Eilam Aisabar. Now, if you see on the side, in my version, my Gemara, in the Hagoyes Vitzunim, it says, Ritvok Toysus La'el Dav Gimlam Beis, and Ritvok Kan Loi Garcina, doesn't have this Girsa. L'chaira, I actually think I saw this Taisvis. Now remembering, I think I saw this Taisvis. Based on, you know, we're saying this Brysa like Rabbi Yochanan, it can't be Rabbi Yochanan had this Brysa, you know, so because of that, they alter the Girsa in the Brysa. Ayin Sham, which Tosfos? I'm not sure which one. Right there, the Rabbi Havi. The Rabbi Havi. Right? He says, "How could Rabbi Yochanan argue Mishmo who's a Tana? The Ashkach Brisa, the Tana, whatever." Because Tana Kava say, and he didn't have that Girsa in the Brisa. Okay, I'll call upon him. This Brisa clearly is going besignoid along the derech of Rabbi Yochanan that it's learned out from Miluim. Now, just let's finish the, just so we understand the brisa. We learned it out. The first pasuk said, "Bezois yavan alakosh." Bezois with this, with that which was said already, meaning the whole story of the meluim. Hi, bezois mi boi lelegufei. Well, how is bezois referencing? Right, this bezois yavan alakosh is by. Is an achrema, it's by Yom Kippur. Bezois, like bezois is some special thing. Bezois, referencing back to Parsha Shemini, with the same things you had in Parsha Shemini, by the Meluim, you have over here too. What do you mean? The bezois is just Pashup Shut to the Mikra. Bezois is over Aaron HaKodesh, the Parim Bokar Lachatz Vayaloyla. Aaron should come with these things into the Kodesh, a Parim Bokar for Chatz and Aaron for Oyla. What's the greatest drosh of bezois? It's needed for the actual just words of the pasuk. And for the Gemara Amri, they explained, if the pasuk was only coming for the carbon, for the pshuta shel mikra, lemakro boze oibeila. Parben bokar is a loshen zohar. Ail is a zohar. Why the Zois Loshen Nekeva? It would have said, Bozeh Yovan Aaron LaKodesh, or Be'ilah Yovan Aaron LaKodesh. What's the Bezois? My Bezois is how Rashi explains it. My Bezois, Shemam is Mino Atarati, coming with that which was said earlier, by the Meluim, and like Rashi explains, Prisha is a Loshen Nekeva, Bezois with Yen and Loshen Nekeva, that Prisha that we have by the Meluim, Yovan Aaron al HaKodesh. Shamiz bin Atarte, period. Mai V'Oimer, now let's just finish on a few lines, we'll finish the explanations. Mai V'Oimer, what's the V'Oimer? The Braisa gave a whole Cheshmin from the Pasuk of Bezois Yovan Aaron al HaKodesh. The very end, the Kneishtin, the Pasuk that we happen to know better, because this is the Pasuk that we started with in the Avbezim and Aleph, the Pasuk of Kasher also. Why is the Braisa bringing the second Pasuk? V'chitema, if you want to say no, from the first Pasuk alone, it wouldn't suffice. Why? Yoyimakiburim kamahu the boy Prisha. Maybe this Bezois Yovan Aaron, that was the very first Yom Kippur. It was talking to Aaron. This very first Yom Kippur, Aaron HaKohen, you're doing it? Do like you did by the Meluim, do a Prisham. But a regular Yom Kippur, not necessarily needed. Or Inami, or you can say it a little differently. You, Aaron HaKohen, you have this halacha, you have to do Prisham for however many Yom Kippurs you had, 40 or 39, whatever it ended up being. Avo Kohen Gadol ba'alma loy, but a different Kohen Gadol, right? In future Kohanim Gadolim, after Aaron HaKohen doesn't need it. Toshma Kasher also, we see from the second pasuk Kasher also b'yayim hazet siva Hashem la'asas l'chaper aleichem for all future generations. We see that this halacha applies forever and all eternity, not only for Aaron himself, or not only for that very first Yom Kippur, but for all Kohen Gadols of all time. Period. Zokt Rashi. A third of the way down the oven. What? Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Shalokish is, what's the Makar? How do we know that that by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be Purish Zayin Yomim? Rabbi Yochanan says from the Meluim, Rabbi Shalokish says from Sinai. What about the Sreif Aspara? Rabbi Yochanan himself says Maila Ba'alma. Along the Mahalach of Rabbi Yochanan from the Meluim, you have a Bishub and Levi, a Bishmol, who say from the Meluim also, the last is by the Meluim. Rish Lakish doesn't say, but presumably going with the same Maila Ba'alma. Yeah, correct. We'll see more in moments. Zot Rashi, a third of the way down the Yomer. Tanya Kavo on Dalam and Aleph. Tanya Kavo said, Rabbi Yochanan, the Yalav Mimiluim. And Tanya Kiresh Lokish, the Yalav Misinai. Bezois, Kroy Yisero, it's an extra posuk. Kid Lekamon, Lemitish Bela, the Gemara will explain how it's extra. Vidarish Behochi, this is how you darshan it. Bezois, Ha Torah, Hamura, Beinni, Bemokam Acher. With this Torah that was said in a different place, by the Miluim, Yovan Aaron Lakodish, that's how the Aaron should come into the Kodish on Yom Kippur. Mahi, Beizin, in what? Referring to the what? The Prisha Zayin Yamim of Yom Kippur. V'shimish Yom Echor, Avoida Shmini Hutlo Olav. The Avoida of Yom Shmini, of Meluim was specifically for Aaron HaKohen, Shenema Kravalo Mezbeach. Lafuk and Tzedukim, Shehoyu Mishanin Avoidas Ketoris Yom Kippur. They would change the way the Avoida of the Ketoris was done on Yom Kippur. Kidla Kamon, Baitziuloi. Shahu noisnim akatoris ala ish bechutz. They will put the katoris on the ish outside of the azara, ve'achach mechnisim, and then go in. Not the way it is supposed to be. Obviously, he's not learning this out from the pasuk. This is by the paraduma. Elo ma'ila ba'alma again. Rabbi Yechonon l'shitosa. He learns this as a ma'ila ba'alma. Lechanech le'lamda to teach him. Amrit emor me'ata. My bezois loshen nekeva. Why did it say bezois loshen nekeva? Parva ayel d'chziv basrei lav nekeva. Say they're not nekevas. They're zocher. They should have said bozeh or be'ela. Shma mino b'inyan meluim meant to reference that which we had by the meluim u'prisha loshen nekeva, because prisha is loshen nekeva. Why the second pasuk? Because I would think maybe only Kohen Gadol Kama, Aaron Levadai, Kol Yomav, Avul Toiris, Abom Loitinik, Shalom Demer Ela Aaron. It says Aaron. Therefore, we had the second pasuk of Kasher also. B'yayim Azet, Siv Hashem Las, as Lechaper, or Lechaper, Elu Yom Kippurim. Good? So we have one Braisa, Klar, like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mekar of Pricha Zayin is from Miluim. We are six lines from the bottom of Dalam and Aleph. Tanya Kabos and Reish Lakish. We have a Braisa like Reish Lakish that the Mekar is from Sinai. This is a little bit less clear, but it's also clear. Zarte Braisa. Moshe Olo Be'onon. Moshe Rabbeinu went up into the cloud, the Anan HaKodesh. When the Skasa Be'onon, he got covered over by the Onon. When the Skadish Be'onon, it became, it was the Skadish and the Kedusha and the Oren. So that he can be Kabbal Torah for Klal Yisrael b'kedusha. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Vayishkoin kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem rested his kavod on Har Sinai. But the pasuk said, Vayechaseu ha'onon sheish yisramim. Vayikra Moshe v'yoyim ha'ashim v'teich ha'onon. That was the pasuk. We saw this pasuk in Reish Lakish, this pasuk on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. That's the start of the Braisa. Zokt Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Zehoya Maisa Achra Asaras Adibris. This story, or these psukim, were not the 6 days, meaning from Aleph Sivan until Vav Sivan, with Kabbalah Satorah and Zion Sivan. This happened after Matan Torah, after Kabbalah Satorah, after Asaras Adibris. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went up, spent 40 days in Himmel, learning the whole Torah, learning the rest of the Torah, and then coming back down. To the eagle and everything like that, right? Correct. So, Zehoya Maisa Achra Asaras Adibrois. This happened after Asaras Adibrois. Shahoya Tchilo Labroam Yoim. These 6 days were the first, were the 6 days before the 40 days, right? 6 days. Tiribyesa Glili. Before I even go into Rebekiva, I'll just give a little explanation over here. This can't be, Rabbi basically holds, this can't be talking about the 6 days, Aleph Beis Gimel Da'alhei Vav Sivan, because Moshe Rabbeinu is clear in the Psukim. He came down, he went up, he went down, he was being mazir, he was telling Klal Yisrael, you have to purge from your wives, don't go near the har. It was clear it was coming up and down. So it wasn't, this v'chaseyu ba'onon, Moshe Rabbeinu was covered over for 6 days, and then Vayikra, the Ebister called Moshe, was not the 6 days leading up to Matan Torah. It was after Matan Torah. Again, we're going to spend the whole Amud on Sunday discussing this Machlekes. But, therefore, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and Rabbi Yisrael Glili, this is the Shita of Reish Lakish.
There was. So,
right after the Aseres Adibris, after Matan Torah, then Moshe Rabbeinu went back up for 40 days to learn the Torah. Before going up, he waited for 6 days. He niskase
ba'onon. 40 days
We'll talk about it tomorrow, on Sunday. On Sunday, we're going to go through the calendar Chishboinus. We'll talk about that on Sunday. We're going through the calendar Chishboinus. But what after Matan Torah on Zayin Sivan, or Ches Sivan, he went up. And you see then, he had to wait first to be the Scottish, a preacher of 6 days, and only then to go up on day seven. This is Reish Lakish is Makar. You see, in order to go to the Machaneh Shechina, you need to prepare for 6 days. Lafuke, here Bekiva, we'll see in 1 second. He says, no, this was nothing to do. The Vayachaseu Be'onon wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. It was referring to the mountain. The har got covered over. Let's see it. Let's see it. Why should I say it outside? Let's see it inside. Here Bekiva, I'm here now. Vayishkin Kvod Hashem Mirash Chodesh. This Psukim of Vayishkin Kvod Hashem is talking about from Mirash Chodesh Sivan. has nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu going up. It's the, and what? Turning to Amud Beis. Vayechaseyo ha'onon. What does that mean? Vayechaseyo ha'onon. The onon covered over. Lahar, covered over the mountain. Not like Rabbi Yisrael Galili meant it covered over Moshe, like Moshe was Purish for 6 days. No, Vayechaseyo ha'onon is the har, the mountain got covered over. Vayikra Moshe, but now he's bavarni. Wait a second. Vayikra Moshe. Moshe v'chol Yisrael imdim. If so, that on day 7, now we're talking about Zion, Sivan, Matan, Torah, the Eibishter didn't call Moshe, the Eibishter now called Gan Klal Yisrael for the Torah. You're right, it was Tako, Kol Yisrael, it was everybody. It was just giving cover to Moshe by like prefacing Matan Torah, Vayikra Moshe, but Be'etzem, it was really Matan Torah for Gan Klal Yisrael. Let's see Rashi, because I'm not going to have time to go weiter. But this is the basic... The Poshup Shah Posuk, it reads much more like a Bekiva. Has nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu going up. Vayechaseyo ha'onon. The Posuk says, Vayishkin kvod Hashem al har Sinai. Vayechaseyo ha'onon sheish yezomim. Poshup, you would read, you know, English translation, you would type, she means it covered over the har for 6 days. Vayikra Moshe b'yem ha'shvi mitay ha'onon. Again, if basically it doesn't look like that, we'll see it in Rashi's now, and we'll talk about it at length on Sunday. Let's see Rashi. Zemaisa Kloimer, Yato Yochel Loimer Vechaseu Lahar, Velo Le Moshe. You can't say it means he covered over the har and not Moshe. I'll just finish Rashi. Ve'elu shishu yom mehen shayom reish chodesh. And these 6 days are the 6 days of reish chodesh. Shabol l'sina adjei ma'an Torah. The 6 days until ma'an Torah. Ve'inkan prisha klal l'moshe. And we don't see anywhere a prisha for Moshe. Again, this is Rabbi Yisrael Galili talking. Sha'arei kol oisun shishu yomim all of yor v'hashkomo. La'azir na prishosim ne'isho mitzvah zagbola. You see Moshe v'anim every day. But go up and go down, go up and go down. Be master them. Zois lo yitom, you can't say this. Ve'vishazem ma'isa ho'ya achra aseres adibris. This whole story is happening after the Aseres Hadibros. B'tchilas arboam yoyim shenichnes l'machne shechina. At the beginning of the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was going into the machne shechina. Liyo yishom im Hashem l'kava aluchas, to be with Hashem, to mekava aluchas, to learn the rest of the Torah. L'kama mefarish, mehecha pshita leida achar Aseres Hadibros hayo shishi yom alolu. We will see this whole cheshbon on Sunday. Going through the Cheshbon, so why basically held what he held, and what did these Pesukim and Pasha is referring to after Matan Torah, and Rebbe Kiva held is going as the leading up days to Matan Torah. Rebbe Kiva Oymer, Koydim Aseres Hadibros Hoya, V'shisha Yomim Halolu, Heim Shisha Yomim Shem Reish Chodesh Adi Matan Torah. It's the 6 days between Reish Chodesh Shiva and Matan Torah. Uv'shvi Kiblam, and on day 7, that's when Kabbalah Satorah was. U'moshe V'chol Yisrael Oyim Dim L'Kabbalah Aseres Hadibros. And Moshe and Gans Kal Yisrael was standing there ready to Mekabba the Torah, Aseres Hadibros. And afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Mekabel Aluchos. There was no Prisha. You don't see anything about Prisha. The Vayechaseu Ha'onon was Vayechaseu Lahar, covered over the mountain. Turning to the top Rashi on Dalet on Beis. Vayechaseu Ha'onon Lahar, v'lo the Moshe, covered over the mountain. It covered over Har Sinai. It didn't cover over Moshe. Shari Kol Ois and Shishi Yomim, all of Yor Bashkama. Moshe Rabbeinu used to go down and then go back up early in the morning. You see the pasuk going up and down. The Vechaseyo Ha'onon had nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. It was being Mechas of the heart. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. And Beis Agli says, no, it was covering Moshe. Why? Because this wasn't talking about from Aleph Sivan until Vav Sivan. It was talking about after the Luchos, at the start of the 40 days when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, and it was a priest of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we'll see the whole Cheshbon Be'ez Hashem on Sunday. Good Shabbos.